All right, all right, all right. What's up, everybody? We're back in the house again on this wonderful Tuesday evening. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Love is where it's at. I'm Pastor P, y'all. Y'all in the place to be with the one and only Kiss God Radio, where we are keeping it real with singles. This is Kingdom International Single Session. It's very well said that it is doing great for singles. People are taking good stuff, good information away as they listen to Kiss God on LoveRadioNetwork.com, and it is the place to be every Tuesday at 8 p.m. And I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited to be able to come to where you are as you are inviting someone on tonight, letting them know that we're here to just kind of partake together and sit at the table and just learn to listen and, you know, just grow together. And that's what I love. God gave me Kiss God Radio, I believe, back in 2013, if I'm not mistaken. 2013, 2014. And it was just a burden that I have and I still have for singles. So I just want you to learn how to love God, love yourself, and love others the right way. Definitely want you to stop kissing others so you can kiss God more. Well, the proper way to say that, the proper way to say is that you kiss God so you can stop kissing the wrong people. That's the proper way that we say it. Well, right here, this is what we do. Our motto is that we worship, we wait, we win. And I want you to get that in your spirit. Really get it in your spirit, singles, because we want to help you to grow in your relationships. We want to help you to move through life according to the will of God. And I got something great for you tonight, and I want you to share this message. Tell people that we're on, and you can learn. And when you come to Kiss God Radio, I want you to bring your Bibles. I know it's not Bible class, but it is Kiss God Radio. And so I want you to come with an open heart, open mind, ready to receive. Sometimes come empty so that God can fill you. It is not about Pastor P on Kiss God Radio. It's about God, where literally you're learning how to have intimacy with God. You're ready to have an encounter with God so that he can direct your path. He can direct your course. And you will know exactly what to do, who to be with, connect with, do business with, have a discerning spirit, a loving relationship with God and others, friendship. We don't only talk about dating and mating. We're talking about friendship as well. We talk about your relationship with your children. It doesn't matter. But the greatest relationship that you will ever have on earth is this relationship with God. So I got something to say, so let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Have your way this evening. Bless every single man and every single woman that is listening tonight, that they will lean in, that they will listen, be engaged, amplify this message, and do it now. Thank you for the tongue of the learned that you have given me to add value to those that hear this word and that they will take it and apply it. So, Lord, I'm asking you to bless LoveRadioNetwork.com as well. Dr. Charles Dean, be with him. Anoint him. Lord God, spread his wings and cause him to soar. Take LoveRadioNetwork.com places that they didn't even envision. They didn't even know they would go. Millions of listeners will come. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. I'm going to take y'all to a certain verse of scripture that literally I had to say maybe about 5 minutes ago, this message came to me. And so I'm going to share it with you. And I want to go to Hebrews. And I just started thinking about this today. You know, this is Power Tuesday in my life and in the lives of others.
Power Tuesday, where we start off at 6 a.m. on the path, which is pursue all things heavenly. So join us every Tuesday at 6 a.m. On conference call, prayer in the morning. That's 302-202-1110, and the code is 705-257. I believe that's what it is. 302-202-1110, the code is 705-257. I believe that's what it is. All right. So that's on Tuesday mornings. And then at noon, I'm having lunch with God on Facebook. And we have it with Faith Reps, where you are repeating your faith and growing in your faith and growing those faith muscles. And then, of course, on Tuesday evenings on loveradionetwork.com, you have Kiss God. So there's a lot. There's a lot that we try to give you on Power Tuesday is what we call it. Now, we're going to go to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 14th verse. I'm just going to talk to you because this is what God laid on my heart tonight to give you. Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Here it is, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So far, the scripture, the word of the Lord has been spoken. The word of the Lord has been heard. Singles, tonight, I want to talk to you about the singles example. The singles example. When I looked at this text, I started thinking about the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus, a bachelor. A bachelor who lived a certain life. And I believe, singles, it would behoove you to look at the life of Jesus as a bachelor. How he handled it. How he walked through earth. How he was tempted on every side. Have you ever thought, let me ask you this question. It's so crazy, but have you ever thought that Jesus, you know, wanted to date? Have you ever thought that Jesus had, you know, natural desires? You know, he was always around women. You know, he had women friends and women pulling at him. You know, have you ever thought that Jesus, never had fleshly desires, wanting to have sex? You know, was he ever aroused? Ooh, Pastor, are you saying that about our Lord? Yeah, well, yes, the Bible says that he was what? He was tempted. He was tempted on all sides. And that he could what? He can sympathize. He can sympathize with you. Well, in order for him to sympathize with you, then he had to be tempted like you. Well, the only way that something can actually tempt you is if you have the desire for it. Well, the Bible says that that Jesus was a man just like me. And all of the mechanisms inside of a man, as a man. Thus, we ask the question again, did he feel those natural sexual urges? Did he want to do things? Did he ever want to quit? Did he ever want to give up? Did he ever want to walk away? But he was tempted just as you and I are. But that's the question. How did he handle it? Let's talk about it for a minute, if you don't mind. Let's talk about it, because it's something that you have to wonder. You know, did you ever ask yourself, you know, did God give up on me? Because remember, he was on the cross and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Have you ever felt that God forsaked you or forsook you? Gave up, you know, that those dreams will never come true. You'll never get married. You wanted to. Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, have you ever felt that? I thought you loved me. You know, have you ever thought, why are you allowing me to be alone? Why are you allowing me to grow hopeless and broken? Have you ever felt that way? Can you relate to that struggle? Remember, Jesus was in the wilderness and he said, Father, if it be possible, let this bitter cup pass. Y'all remember that? We're talking about a bachelor. The greatest bachelor that ever walked this earth. But he felt the same way you feel. And as we continue to talk about it, has he ever been broken? Has he ever been angry? Was he frustrated? Did he go to bed feeling a certain type of way in his flesh? Huh? Well, you have this prostitute that kneeled down at his feet, who was crying at his feet. The Bible talks about it, right? And how she wiped her tears with her hair. And he's right there now, you know. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees and they begin to talk amongst themselves and says, how dare he allow this woman who is a streetwalker? Come on, how does she look, y'all? Long hair, streetwalker, and this woman is worshiping him. Not only just worshiping him, but she is physically showing it by wiping her tears with her hair. Well, you ask yourself the question, how did he feel at that moment? And then did not stop her. He didn't stop her. He allowed her. He said, no, don't stop her, because ever since she got here, she's been kissing my feet. She's been worshiping. You didn't even give me a drink of water. You had no hospitality. But this woman here, don't stop her. Let her keep on going. Come on. Y'all remember Mary and Martha? Yeah, he had people sitting at his feet all the time. And I'm talking about women. How did Jesus feel? Well, I know. Well, he had a purpose, and he's God in the flesh. God, spirit, yet in the flesh. 100% man and 100% divine. Not 50-50. 100% man, 100% divine. Well, Jesus had to go through these struggles as well. Did Jesus struggle with his relationships? Come on. This is something that I really had to begin to talk to the Lord about this. Did Jesus ever get told no? And the answer is yes. And you might laugh at that, right? You might laugh at that, but it's so true. Did he ever feel alone? The answer is yes. He suffered. Did he ever have a dilemma? The answer is yes. Did he ever feel that God, his Father, turned his back on him? Yes. Did he ever feel like his friends betrayed him? Yes. He is our very first bachelor, the one, the only, Jesus Christ, who felt that. He got smacked right in the face. And just believing that my Father can turn this situation around very quickly, just like you believe that God can turn your situation around very quickly. But why doesn't he do it? Jesus is the single's best example. One that I'm encouraging you, singles, to read about his life. Read about his life and follow how he handled temptation. The people that was around him, the people that talked about him, the people that rejected him, the answer no that he got from his Father. Come on, I want you to think about it, singles. This is
Jesus, the bachelor, Jesus Christ, the carpenter, the savior. Hometown, Nazareth. Did he have any tattoos? Nope. Did he have any piercings? Yes. Hands, feet, side. What was his talent? What was his talent? You know, he turned water into wine, raising people from the dead. Actually being perfect. But God told him no. He wanted something. Can you just do this for me, Father? No. There's some things, singles, that you may ask God for concerning relationships. And he says, no. Lord, help me. I want to find a husband. I want to find a man. I want to have children. I want to be married or anything else. And God says, no. Because the state that I have you in as a single, that's where I want you to be for now. Because your singleness is a gift. It's not a curse. It's a gift. Man, I'm feeling something here, right? So sometimes, singles, you may feel that you're walking through a garden alone. It's like you're walking through the Garden of Gethsemane. But that is that faithful fate, not faith. But you got to have faith in this fateful place where Jesus received his no from God. And so I want to make sure you get that. I want to, you know, the Garden of Gethsemane is that fateful place that you must be faithful in. You got to be there. And Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples the night before he was betrayed, before he was crucified. And as Jesus was walking through the garden with Peter, James, and John, he became deeply distressed. He was telling his disciples, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And he said, stay here and keep watch with me. But let me just pause for a minute. Have you ever felt that way? That I just want somebody to just, can you just be with me and support me? And then it's like God said, no, you got to be by yourself. You got to be alone. At this season in your life, I'm trying to give you this example here. Because sometimes people, you got to take that test. You got to give that presentation. You got to go, you got to find the results from the doctor. You got to have difficult conversations that you've been avoiding. There's so many things that you go through. Sometimes you just feel like you're by yourself and you don't understand. You just really don't understand why God is saying no to me. Well, again, people of God, it's sometimes you feel that rejection, you feel that pain, you feel that loneliness, and you feel that suffering. So Jesus was thinking about the same thing. He's thinking about, like, what would the near future bring? And he continued to walk in the garden alone. And after he went a stone's throw away, that's what the Bible said, a stone's throw away from Peter, James, and John, he fell in sorrow. And he fell down on the ground and he said to his father, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Not yet. It's not my will, but let thy will be done. That's found in Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 42nd verse. So every time you feel a certain way, my brothers and my sisters, every time you feel that you are asking God to do something, take it away, this brokenness, relationships, guilt, you're asking God to help you, to find, to get. And it seems like God is not answering that, and he just says no. Because when Jesus had cup, he was referring to all of the troubled things that were going to happen to him over the next day. Jesus was saying, God, is there another way to let this happen? You ever feel that way? But he said, if not, if you don't do it, I will just have to face my future. And Jesus prayed three times. Luke says it three times, being in anguish. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Well, the scripture that I read at the beginning, let's read it again. Let's read it again. I want to make sure that you get this. It said, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. But was in all points tempted as we are. That's so important. You know, did Jesus ever feel like walking away, giving up and saying, I can't do this anymore? Crying, anger? You better believe it. See, so, but he never left his father. Yet while he was walking through the Garden of Gethsemane, he was faithful. He prayed one of the most passionate and heartfelt prayers to God. Right? He said it. He said, listen, I need you because my flesh doesn't want to deal with this thing. You ever felt that way? That you just, oh my God, I don't want my flesh to go through this. God said no to the removing, the loneliness, the sorrow, the agony that was coming for his son. Does this, y'all, what I'm saying to you, does this make you like relate to Jesus a little bit more? That Jesus knew how a no felt. He was facing like a fate far worse than singleness. The no Jesus received, it meant betrayal. Right? It meant rejection. It meant physical and emotional torture. In a certain sense, he felt like this was the wrath of God. So really, Jesus really wins the pity party here, because that no meant death. What if God singles was telling you no about some things that you're asking him for, because he said some things need to die in you. That you got to put some things to death before you go any further. But I promise you, I'll resurrect you. But I promise you, if you just allow me to kill those things inside of you, then my no will turn to a yes. But this is the walk through the garden, right? This is the walk through the garden. And if you're hearing me, I want to let you know that God's no still wins. Ah, man. Are you hearing me? God's no still wins. So when God says no to you, it's okay, because Jesus received the highest reward. And the path that he took over the next 24 hours, he was going to face the worst possible circumstances. The worst possible circumstances. But he did it because he knew that you would be born 2,000 years later. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. And that Jesus knew that this path was worth it because he wanted to save you. The no was a part of a much bigger and beautiful plan for you, singles, for you, your gift, your talent, your power, your anointing, your authority. Oh, God, Jesus knew exactly what your loneliness, your sorrow, your heartbreak, your rejection felt like and feels like. I want you to spend a couple of moments thinking about that as you're walking through your Garden of Gethsemane, that it's Jesus's death that's bringing you out. He understood how you are mocked, tortured, tested. Jesus knows what it feels like. And because he knows what it feels like, he said, I've been through it for you. I went through it for you so that you can have the victory, because my father's no still wins. So singles, you win. This is why you worship, you wait, you win. This is the reason why you worship, you wait, you win. Because my Father's no always wins. My time is up. My time is up, and I thank you for yours. I want y'all to see it. I want you to see it. The greatest bachelor, Jesus Christ, he is the greatest example to singles. I want y'all to join me next week. We'll see where we go. Every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. Y'all, once again, I'm Pastor P, and I want to thank you for joining me on Kiss God Radio. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Peace and love to you and yours. Charlie Rock, take us to the bridge. I'm out.
Hey, Myra, this is George. How you doing?
George Duke, you get the tape?
Oh, yeah, man. I just wanted to tell you, man, that I've been listening to it, and it's slamming, man. I just wanted to know what's the conflict with the lyrics.
Well, a lot of people feel like to come to the Lord, you have to be down and out. Can you believe it? But you can be up and out. And this is just what I tell you.
I never had a prison record. Never spent a night in jail in my life. I'll admit to some traffic tickets for running through a yellow light.
Now to some my life's been kind of trouble-free. I was in sin when it occurred to me. Oh, oh, I need.
Said I never done a lot of things, but I needed you. I had a decent education, scored above average grades. Right after my graduation, I landed a job that paid.
After some my life's been kind of worried free, but I was lost in sin. It occurred to me,
hey, oh, oh,
needing you. Said I've never done a lot of things, but I needed you. Yeah.
Oh, oh,
needing you. Said I haven't done a lot of things, but I needed you. Oh, yes. Matters not.
Like a friend needs a friend.